Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And welcome to Living Beyond Limits and our outdoor service. I'm so glad that you showed up today. And everybody's wearing a mask and 6 feet apart, and that's really good. And I thank you for that and appreciate you doing that. And I'm just so glad that you joined us today. And so I'm going to start our service by reading to you our mission statement. If you know it, you can join me in saying it. And if not, you can just take it in. It says, "We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world." So that's what each and every single one of us here is doing, is waking up to the divinity that already lives within us. That presence that is felt so powerfully in nature, that is experienced here in the park, and that is experienced in the love that we feel and the connection that we feel with each other, that presence is the presence of the divine. And it expresses within us as love and peace and the truth of our own wholeness and the truth of our own authentic power and goodness. Because what happens is, it's as we come to recognize that that is always within us, regardless of what's happening in the world, regardless of what's happening in our lives, that then we have access to it. That then we can bring that presence of peace or of love or the truth of our own wholeness forward when the world is not reflecting that back to us. And as we do that, not only do we become a beneficial presence in our own lives, but we become a beneficial presence to whomever we are having a conversation with or interacting with. And because we are all connected and part of the whole, part of the oneness of humanity, we actually affect that whole. And so I say thank you to every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be awakening to your own divinity, and to be being a beneficial presence in this world. Thank you so much for that. And so on podium with me this morning is our practitioner, David Conant. He's going to come up and lead us in an evocation and do a contemplative reading for us. And so we're going to listen to the song beforehand, "We Are" by Denise Rosier, that will help settle us in to that space of quietness. So I invite you just to settle into your own beingness, to that place of quiet and stillness that is within you, and to allow yourself just to open up.
I recognize what a blessing it is to be here together with all of you today. When we are in a park like this one, we can see nature everywhere. What we see and experience is indeed spirit manifest. We have a deep and significant connection with spirit. It is the creative intelligence that is the one source. The truth about all this is that we are one with this light of love and joy. It is our great companion, and it is always with us. It is present here today as Living Beyond Limits. And knowing all this to be the truth, I bless Reverend Jennifer, and I am grateful that spirit flows through her words and directly into our lives. I bless Ray. I bless the practitioners and everyone here as we experience our oneness with the divine mind. And so it is. Good morning.
Good morning.
My reading today is from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. The title is, I Lift Up My Cup of Acceptance, Knowing the Divine Outpouring Fills It to the Brim. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians. We lift up our cup of acceptance to the divine bounty when we think affirmatively and with gratitude to the giver of all life. Daily, we should practice affirming that our cup is filled and running over, always remembering that what we affirm for ourselves, we must affirm for others. Giving and receiving, loving and being loved, our cup of acceptance will be filled from the horn of God's abundance. I am living in the continual expectancy that every good thing in my experience shall be multiplied. There is neither doubt nor uncertainty in my mind. I know that the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. I have complete confidence in this Spirit. Today is filled with blessings for myself and others. The past is gone, and I gladly let it go. The present is filled with peace and joy, and the future with hope. Gratefully, I accept the presence of love and divine givingness, and I gladly extend this love and givingness to everyone I meet. I am made whole with the wholeness of spirit. Gently, but with complete certainty, I am guided into right action and successful accomplishments of all good desires. This I accept, this I experience, and hold this goodness and gratitude in my heart. And so it is.
So happy Thanksgiving, everyone. So do you have anything in your life that you feel grateful for? Do you have anything in your life that is rich and meaningful to you? Do you have any people or any relationships that you really love? And that you really appreciate and that you just really hold dear? Well, welcome to Thanksgiving, huh? You know, I don't know about you, but for me, Thanksgiving has so much become about gratitude and about feeling grateful for the richness in my life, for all the good that I have in my life, and then honoring that good and celebrating that good. And yes, it's nice to have Thanksgiving dinner, and it's nice to be with those people that we love. But really, for me, the sacredness of the holiday is about gratitude. Gratitude for the beautiful and the full and the rich life that I am living and that life that I've been gifted with. And it's in that recognition of that that it really feels sacred to me. And I know that right now, with all that's going on in the world, it's really easy to actually not feel very grateful. In fact, it's really easy to feel frustrated and irritated and disappointed, and maybe even to feel grief, like you're grieving the life that you used to live. With the pandemic going on that we've been living through for 9 months almost now, and the COVID numbers rising right now, with the possibility of things closing down again next week if the numbers don't go down and the staying safer at home orders going back out again. I know that all of us, I'm sure, have probably had plans that have been canceled, maybe vacations that have been canceled, memorial services and weddings that have been postponed. And I know for many of us, the typical holiday traditions that we participate in will be different this year, or maybe non-existent altogether. And that feels really disappointing, and it really feels like loss, because it is loss. So it's really easy right now during this time then to get focused on what is wrong in our lives and in the world rather than what is right in our lives and in the world. And so there's a quote in the book Tibetan Buddhism From the Ground Up that says, "It is human nature to seek happiness outside of oneself, when all the while our happiness or lack thereof really arises from our own minds." We think that we will be happy when our favorite restaurant opens back up again and we get to go out to dinner there. We think that we'll be happy when sporting events go live again, or when we get to go to the movies. Or we think that we'll be happy when we no longer have to wear masks and we get to go to church at our real church and we get to hug all of our friends. And we will be, that is the truth. But really, happiness originates in our own thinking. It originates in our own perspective about how we think about things. Are we judging and criticizing and condemning? Or are we being in a place of acceptance and openness to the good? It's about if we have a negative or a positive outlook on life. It's about where we place our focus and where we keep our attention. That's what creates happiness. Dennis Merritt Jones says, simply put, gratitude changes our perspective. When we're in gratitude for our life, it changes how we see things. It changes our perspective, but it also changes our experience. How we experience life. It upraises our level of satisfaction. It expands our feelings of happiness and joy. And we experience ourselves as blessed when we are feeling grateful. I went to a sandwich store the other day that I like to go to, and the girl that was working at the cash register that helped me, when I left, she said to me, "Have a grateful day." And I had to ask her, "Is that what you said? Did you say have a grateful day?" Because, you know, she had a mask on. She said, yes. Like, oh my God, I love that. Because to me, what she's really saying is, have a day where you feel blessed. Have a day where you feel filled up. Have a day where you feel happy. How lovely is that? And so I know for me, when I feel gratitude for the things that are happening in my life, or just feel grateful for life, I feel blessed. And I feel then so much more satisfied with my life. And I feel so much happier. When I'm grateful for my work, for either one of the jobs that I hold, then it puts me in the recognition, the realization of how happy I am to see my clients. And how happy I am to see all of you. It puts me in the recognition of how grateful I am to have a creative outlet, to have something that I get to do where I get to express my creativity. It makes me grateful that I'm actually being productive. And I can't even begin to tell you, after having 12 weeks of hair salons closed down and going back for a month and then another, I think it was 8 weeks closed down, how grateful I am to be working, how grateful I am to be productive. You know, when I'm grateful, for instance, something as little as my car, then it puts me in that perspective and in that recognition of how grateful I am that I can go anywhere in my car. When I'm not grateful for my car, it's more like I see the flaws. Gosh, my car's not really new anymore, and it's kind of getting a little bit tired, and the paint's chipping on part of it. But when we're in gratitude, it shifts our perspective and how we see things. And so I'd like to share a story with you, and it goes like this. Gordon grew up on a farm where he and his siblings had to hurry home from school every day while the other children played. Their father, however, had the capacity to help them understand that their work amounted to something. This was especially true after harvest time, when the family celebrated Thanksgiving. For on that day, their father gave them a gift. He took an inventory of everything they had. On Thanksgiving morning, he would take them down to the cellar with its barrels of apples, bins of beets, carrots packed in sand, and mountains of potatoes, as well as peas, corn, string beans, jellies, strawberries, and other preserves which filled their shelves. He had the children count everything carefully. Then they went out to the barn and figured out how many tons of hay there were and how many bushels of grain in the granary. They counted the cows, the pigs, the chickens, the turkeys, and the geese. Their father said he wanted to see how they stood, but they knew he really wanted them to realize how richly blessed they were and to know the results of their hard work. Finally, when they sat down to the feast their mother had prepared, the blessings were something they really felt. The Thanksgiving that Gordon remembered most thankfully, though, was the year that they seemed to have nothing to be grateful for. That year started off well. They had leftover hay, lots of seed, 4 litters of pigs, and their father had a little money set aside so that someday he could afford to buy a hay loader, a machine most farmers just dreamed of owning. It was also the year that electricity came to their town, although they couldn't afford it. One night, when Gordon's mother was doing the wash, his father stepped in and asked his wife to rest. He said, "You spend more time doing laundry than you do sleeping. Do you think we should break down and get electricity?" Although elated at the prospect, she shed a tear, for as she thought of the hay loader that then wouldn't be bought. So the electrical lines went up that year. They acquired a basic washing machine that worked all day by itself and light bulbs that dangled from each of the ceilings. There were no more lamps to fill with oil, no more wicks to cut, no more sooty chimneys to clean, and the oil lamps went off quietly up into the attic. The coming of electricity to their farm was the last good thing that happened that year. Just as their crops started to come through the ground, the rains started. When the floods receded, there wasn't a plant left. They planted again, but more rains came and beat down the crops into the earth. Their potatoes rotted in the mud. They sold a couple of cows and all the pigs and other livestock that they had intended to keep, but at very low prices, because everybody else had to do the same thing. All they harvested that year was a batch of turnips, which somehow weathered the storm. Then came Thanksgiving. Their mother said, "Maybe we should forget it this year. We haven't even got a goose left." On Thanksgiving morning, however, Gordon's father showed up with a jackrabbit. Grudgingly, his wife started to cook it. indicating it would take a long time to cook that tough old thing. When it was finally on the table with some of the turnips that had survived, the children refused to eat. Gordon's mother cried, and then his father did a strange thing. He went up to the attic, got an oil lamp, took it back to the table, and lighted it. He told the children to turn out all the electric lights. When there was only the lamp again, they could hardly believe that it had been that dark before. They wondered how they'd ever seen anything without the bright lights that were made possible by electricity. The food was blessed, and everyone ate. And when dinner was over, they all sat quietly. Gordon said, "In the humble dimness of the old lamp, we were beginning to see clearly again." It was a lovely meal. The jackrabbit tasted like turkey, and the turnips were the mildest we could recall. Our home, for all its wants, was so rich to us. Are you focused on the good in your life? The abundance of good that we have to look for in order to see? Wallace B. Waddle said, "It's not happiness that makes us grateful, but gratefulness that makes us happy." On our Zoom call that we have every week this week, we talked about gratitude. And we talked about the things that we love the most about our homes, and the things we love the most about the city that we live in, the things we love most about our lives. We talk about the things that are deeply satisfying to us and the things for which we feel blessed. And getting to share that with other people and getting to hear them share those things that they love so much about their lives was just heart-opening. Just you could feel the love pouring out of everyone, pouring out of me also. It's heart-opening to get to hear that. It's rich, and it magnifies the feelings about the good that we have in our lives. And I know for me, I love about my home. I love that my home feels like a sanctuary. And if you've ever been to my house, the reason that I bought my house was because of the windows. All of my windows look out into the backyard, and it's green, and there are trees and flowers and plants and bushes, and it's beautiful because I love being in nature. And it feels like bringing the outdoors in, that I get to be in that experience of nature. And what I love most about the city, Long Beach, that I live in is the diversity. I love being in that diversity of different people. And I think that one of the things that it does is it allows me to see good in so many more areas and aspects of life. It allows me to love in a much greater way than I would if everybody was just like me. And the thing that I love most about my life is the incredible freedom that I have. The freedom to do what I want, when I want to do it, to create my own schedule and to create what I do. But to hear other people share about what they love in their lives filled me up also. You know, as spiritual beings, we have this need within us to remember the good. The good from which we come. The good that is that invisible realm that we live in. We have a need to experience and to remember and to feel how blessed we really are and how blessed our lives really are. And not necessarily just for the specific things in our lives that we're grateful for, but really just for the fact that we get to live this life, that we are alive, living a human life here on earth. When we're in gratitude, it seems to me like our souls get to come home. Our souls get to come home once again to that energy of good. Come home to the kingdom that we sometimes forget that we live in. The kingdom of good. The kingdom of opulence. a kingdom of boundlessness that is simply here for the taking for each and every single one of us. Dennis Merritt Jones said, there's a difference between counting your blessings and knowing that you are blessed. This is the power of perspective. Knowing you are blessed originates in your heart. It's a simple awareness that you are blessed with the gift of life. The title of my talk today is Grateful. And I'm talking about that when we are in touch with our own gratitude, and that when we feel grateful, it actually takes us to a place where we can experience and see the bounty of life. It takes us where we can see the bounty in our own lives and in life itself. And that, in turn, enables us to feel blessed. And that, in turn, makes us feel happy. Gratitude can actually be a way of life. There are studies, I've been reading lots of stuff about gratitude this week, and there are studies actually show that people who are grateful, actually there's a correlation, they experience better health. That gratitude creates a greater satisfaction with life. It creates a greater sense of well-being. It actually, gratitude enables us to sleep better and to have better sleep. It creates optimistic expectations about the future when we feel grateful for what already is. Dennis Merritt Jones also said to give thanks for, to be grateful for, to show appreciation for, or to know and accept one's good fortune, all carry the energetic imprint of abundance. All of those things remind us of the abundance that we live in. Appreciation allows us to experience the truth of abundance. And because like attracts like, when we're in gratitude and feeling grateful, we automatically draw more of that same good to us. And in that gratitude, we also open our hearts so that we are more able to receive the good. I also think, really, that love and gratitude are so close to each other. Love and gratitude, I really think, are two sides of the same coin. That when we think about what we love, or when we think about who we love, we automatically feel grateful. And when we feel grateful for the things in our lives, we automatically have our heart open, and then we automatically come to the world from that energy of love. I don't think you can separate love and gratitude. And so I'd like to give you the opportunity for a moment just to think about some of the things in your life that you love. And so I invite you to close your eyes for a minute and to think about, what do you love most about your home and why? What do you love most about your closest relationship and why? What do you love most about your work and why? What do you love most about where you live and why? And what do you love most about your life and why? Does it make your heart feel full? So I invite you to share a couple of those with someone who's sitting 6 feet from you or less, to share a couple of those things that you love about any aspect of your life and why. And when you're complete, to take a seat back in your chair so that I can tell. Does that make your heart feel full? Does it make your heart feel so full getting to hear what other people love about their lives? So my invitation to you is to practice gratitude every single day. Create a gratitude journal if you want and write down the things that you're grateful for before you go to bed. Or if you're having a meal with someone else, share the things that you're grateful for with that person before you have your meal. Tell the people that you're grateful for in your life, tell them how grateful you are for them and why. Live in that state of gratitude. It changes everything. And as a result, you'll be moving through your days and living your days feeling more grateful and more satisfied and more happy. And so, happy Thanksgiving to each and every single one of you, and have a grateful day. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so we start with gratitude. How grateful I am to be living this life. How grateful I am to be living in this bounty of opportunities, bounty of choices, bounty of love, this bounty of good. And so I recognize that, yes, indeed, we are living in the kingdom. We are living in the kingdom of God, which is the kingdom of good right now. And that it is a kingdom of infinite potential and boundless good. It is a kingdom of love and wholeness and peace and truth and wisdom and intelligence. And that kingdom is all around us as well as within us. For yes, indeed, we live and move and have our beingness within this one, and that it is the very essence of our life. It is the very essence of our minds, the essence of our hearts, and of who we are. And so I know that we can never be separate or apart from that presence and the allness that God is, for it is truly all there is, everywhere present in form, and that which has not come into form yet. And so today we just express gratitude. Gratitude for the abundance of gifts. Gratitude knowing that that good is unfolding itself all around us, for we are open and receptive and looking to it and looking for it. And our anticipation of good just draws more of it to us. And so with a grateful heart, I say thank you, God, for all of this. And I release this prayer and I say, and so it is. And so I invite David Conant up now. He's going to lead you in an affirmation.
Okay. If you all would repeat after me. Today, I know with absolute certainty that I am living a rich and gifted life. Every day I experience and feel gratitude for the blessings in my life. I am grateful to be able to share my good with others. And so it is.
And so it is now time for our offering. So if you brought an offering with you today, I invite you to come up here and place it in the basket. And so I invite you to join me in a blessing of this offering. And so it is from this place of gratitude and fullness of heart today that we receive these gifts and that we give these gifts. For knowing that when our heart is full and open and we are in gratitude, we magnify the good that's in our life. So this prayer magnifies this good, and I bless this offering today, knowing that it blesses every single person that is here, for it is the thing that allows Living Beyond Limits to continue to do business and to be this beneficial presence in the world, to be this place of coming home, this beacon when we get lost and can't find our way. And so I bless this offering today. I bless this community and every single person in it. And I invite you with me to send a blessing out into this entire world, to every person and every home and every heart and every government. And I say thank you, God, and so it is. And so I have a couple of invitations for you. One is, normally at Living Beyond Limits, we do a Christmas project every year. We have adopted families, and we have supported SUCASA, which is a shelter for women who have been experiencing domestic violence. We have done Project Shepherd, and we're going to do Project Shepherd again this year, which is a community project that Lakewood does, where people give unwrapped toys to children for families who are in need. And so Living Beyond Limits, your board of trustees has decided that we are going to give a financial donation to Project Shepherd. And if you would like to participate individually, there are actually four different ways that you can do that. One is that you can go to City Hall, and they have a Christmas tree that has little teddy bear ornaments on it that have children's names and ages and gift requests. You can go pick one of those up and then take the gift over there. Two, you can go on their website. You will receive an email either tonight or tomorrow that will have the link on it. You can go to their website and same thing, pick a child and a gift that you want, or you can make a monetary donation to Project Shepherd. Or they also have an Amazon gift registry where the things are already picked at and you simply click on it and then you pay for that gift and it gets shipped there. So look for that email. You'll be getting that tomorrow. Because Thanksgiving is this coming Thursday, we're not going to do our Zoom call on Thursday evening, and we're not going to do coffee in the park because people have things that they're doing during the day. But we'll be back here in this spot in 2 weeks for coffee in the morning on 10:30 on Thursdays, and 2 weeks on Zoom at 7:30 on Thursday nights. If you aren't on our email, please let me know, and I'll make sure that you get on that list so that you get the link to the Zoom. And if you have not been joining us on Zoom and aren't entirely burnt out from being online, I invite you to join us for that. It is such a rich and heart-filled and loving group to be in, and we have such a great time every single week when we do it. I invite you to try it and see how you like it and to join us for that. We are doing Ministry of Prayer. If you have a prayer request, will you please let Barbara Conant know, or you can email her or text her, and we will support you during the week in prayer. She also has a slew of prayer shawls. If you would like to be gifted or gift somebody with a prayer shawl that has been created in that energy of prayer, David and Barbara will pray over it for whatever your prayer request is, and then you can gift that to yourself or someone else. We invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, which gives you a one click to all of our videos. Instead of going on our website and then scrolling down and then clicking, it just gives you a one click to it. And I am not sure if we will be back here in 2 weeks or not. It depends. As you, I'm sure you all have heard, there's a possibility of having another shutdown and stay safe at home orders, which may go into effect. So watch for your email that will let you know if we are going to be here again in 2 weeks or not. So depending on that and depending on the weather, but watch for your email, which will let you know what we're doing. And so again, I'm so glad you are all here. Lots and lots of love to each and every single one of you. Happy Thanksgiving and have a great one, and we'll see you soon.